coming up on All Access.
This is exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna go out there, we're gonna stop the run, okay, and then we're gonna have some fun.
Tom gives it to Lewis, hop step right, carries across the five, into the end zone.
Way to go, bud, way to go, way to go. Attaboy, D, way to go.
Way to go, way to go.
Way to go.
It's all right, score next play.
Love it.
The last year has really been tremendous for me. You know, being married and expecting my first child is obviously the highest of the highs there.
You know, heads up play by Matthew to see it, and then of course he has the speed to, you know, track it down here. So big play, we turn that into a touchdown. It kind of puts the game out of reach.
There's nothing like running out on the field with my teammates, and I think that's what my focus has always been on. So the last 3 weeks has been awesome.
The Patriots heading to the bye 3-0 on the season after dismantling Jacksonville. Welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. Good week for the bye or too early? Doesn't matter. The Patriots will take the weekend off with no complaints before resuming play next week. No week off for us, though, which is just the way we like it. We get things started with a look back at the sights and sounds of their win over the Jaguars.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Let's
make some plays. Today's the day to make some big plays.
This is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go out there. We're going to stop the run. Okay. And then we're going to have some fun.
Let's do what we do, baby. Let's do what we do.
His bottle through. 1, 2, 3.
Bortles pulls away in the delayed handoff to Yeldon. He runs up the middle, inches forward for a couple. Chandler Jones comes in from the backside.
That's a hell of a job starting. That's the way to start. Great rush. Great job.
Brady takes the snap. Goes for Buck, wide open, 35-30. A foot race to the 10. Caught from behind. Tom gives it to Lewis. Hop step right. Carries across the 5. Into the end zone.
Way to go, bud. Way to go. Way to go. Attaboy, D. Way to go.
Way to go. Way to go.
It's all right. Score next play. Love it.
Nice job, Bob.
Bortles stands and throws down the middle. Intercepted by the court. Snags it across the 25-30. Love it. Cut across the 40.
He was like this.
What do you see up there? What do you see up there? I'm over here like this. This
I'm
way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, this way is open.
Bortles stands it. He pumps left. He throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Amendola. Number 400 for Tom Brady.
Good job. Good job. Anyway, Rob.
He runs it right, lowers the shoulders, in for a score. Third touchdown of the day for LeGarrette Blount.
Way to go. Way to go, big guy. Way to go, big guy. Huh? Way to go.
Made some plays today, boy. That's what we got to do. You know what I'm saying?
The Patriots, for the fifth time under head coach Bill Belichick, are 3-0.
I like this outfit. I like this outfit.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Oh, congrats. Oh, man. Great win.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Peace out.
Great game, babe.
Again, dog.
Great game.
Good start.
Go. Got a little good day. JoJo.
That was fun.
Thank you.
Good. It's good to see you, man. You're playing great.
Congratulations. That was a good week. That was a good week. Had it all the way through. It didn't just happen today. It was a good day, week preparation. Thought we played a lot better, a lot more consistent. Can't waste this time. We still got a lot of, we got to work on. All right, and it's a long haul after this. So let's take advantage of the weekend. We can get some rest. Okay, we still got a lot of work to do. But congratulations. That's a good job today, man. Good job. It's good to be 3-0.
Come on, Bo. Hey, fellas, man. We're off to a good start, though, man. All three phases off to a good start. Let's take advantage of this week, though, because it's going to be a grind from here on out. So let's take advantage of this week, man. But how do we feel about starting the season out 3-0? Oh!
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Head Coach Bill Belichick joins me now here during the bye week. Not an opponent to talk about, Coach. But let's go back to last week, Buffalo. I remember sitting here with you and you said, I didn't get full 60 minutes from my football team up in Buffalo, even though you won the football game. You look at Jacksonville, fair to say, a little bit better of a 60-minute effort from your team?
Much better. Yeah, much better. Started fast. Three and out on defense, first possession, went down and scored. I thought we tried to finish the game, scored on our possessions offensively, gave that last drive on defense. But, you know, even in the third and fourth quarter, I thought we played alert, played competitive, played hard. It was much better in Buffalo.
Yeah, I've been in situations before where, you know, you're coming off a big emotional win, like a team of Buffalo, and we know what that environment was like up there. How proud of you are you of your staff, your football team, to be able just to keep it rolling into the next week?
Yeah, I think our staff did a good job and our players did a good job. We had a really good week of practice. You know, there was an urgency right from Wednesday of getting to know Jacksonville, getting more familiar with them because we didn't have a history with them, knowing their coordinators, knowing their tendencies, really trying to get on top of them as well as improve on the things that we need to improve on. And I thought that we got a lot better in practice on Wednesday. I thought we got a lot better in practice on Thursday on some of the very basic things, but they showed up in the game and helped us win. So overall, it was a good week. It didn't just happen on Sunday for me. It was, you know, a culmination of, you know, several days of, you know, really good work, good concentration, good preparation by the coaching staff, and then it came together on Sunday like you hope it would for the most part.
When your team's rolling and you got a good team, and obviously you have a good football team and you've had a good football team here in the past, you acquire a lot of depth. And I've talked to you about playing time challenges, trying to find roles and challenges for everybody. But yet you saw Coleman in the game, Richards, Keyshawn Martin, you pick him up not too long ago. Next thing you know, he's working with Brady on sort of a little scramble drill, gets in the end zone. How happy are you to get some of those guys into the game and get them playing?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very good. We've got, as you said, we have pretty good depth, and we have, you know, a lot of good players and able to get a lot of players into the game. We had a number of players on the inactive list that, had they been active, they would have played. So, you know, they would have had a role in there. Just hard to, you know, get them all active. But it's been a very competitive situation, and I think that's helped our improvement. The guys who aren't playing are making some of the guys who are playing better. The guys who aren't playing are getting better, and they're pushing each other. So it's been very productive, and you know we just need to continue to keep working hard and keep, you know, getting to higher ground. And you know if we can do that, I think, you know, that'll serve us well.
All right, last week you were called for two offensive pass interferences. I think both were on Rob, and they weren't pick plays or anything. That's three or four times this year. Is this a thing in the league where you look at it that maybe it's a point of emphasis that they're trying to look for more offensive pushing off?
Or? I mean, that call has been a little more frequent this year, it seems like. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but that's even in preseason. I think we just have to do a better job all the way around of, you know, coaching it and also making sure the players understand the rule and that we just don't push off to gain that advantage. You know how it is, the line of scrimmage or at the top of the route, there's going to be some, you know, jostling for position, which is, that's one thing. But I think when you extend your arm and push and try to gain position, that, you know, they're calling that more tightly, I'd say, than maybe what they did in the past. And we're going to have to, you know, make that adjustment. You know, we called for a pick play in the Buffalo game, too. So we just got to, you know, we got to eliminate those penalties offensively. That's part of the reason why we didn't score on some of those drives is because of our penalties. When we weren't penalized, we had more production.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Scott in Wrentham. Scott asked, the Pats are now 10-1 all-time versus Jacksonville. Who was the starting quarterback for the only loss in franchise history? Do you know who that guy is?
I don't. Let me guess.
He's sitting right here. Hey, now I had Lovett Purnell. I mean, Derek Cullors. Coates was on one foot. Troy had a nice catch, but Troy always has nice catches. So we were down a couple men, right? So quarterback gets too much blame in a loss, don't you think?
Absolutely.
All right, good stuff. Good answer right there, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show with the Bellustrator. No opponents. We're going to take a look at some of the big plays versus Jacksonville, right?
You bet.
All right, stay right there. Bellustrator later in the show. More of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access, we sit down with Patriots special teams captain Matthew Slater.
Just like last year when we're sitting in this situation, we have to ignore the noise.
And later, 14 years ago this week, the Patriots started a little-known sixth-round draft pick at quarterback. We go one-on-one with Tom Brady.
The more I take care of myself, the longer hopefully I can play. And I think those things go hand in hand.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Most influential person in my life would have to be my mom. Just growing up in a single parent home, watching her go to work, take care of three kids all by herself. Not only three kids, but like five. My cousins were always over. She stayed strong, always was humble, and just worked as hard as she could to provide for us.
Wrapped up and brought down by Jamal.
This kid's blood and guts.
She was always working. From what I can remember, I never had to miss a meal. I mean, the refrigerator was always full. Family was always happy, and she was always humble with it. My favorite meal growing up from my mom was macaroni and cheese. She's the best at it. All the fam, when they come over, we always ask her for her macaroni and cheese. And she has this thing. I don't know what it is, but the right amount of seasoning, the right amount of cheese, and it's just perfect. Kept us around each other and kept us just good hearted. Caring and very, very loving.
Hit behind the line, and he is dropped with Jamal Shear.
Such a spark plug.
I wanted to provide for my family. I wanted to be the one to make it. That way I could help my family and have that same environment and continue that environment of caring, loving, and always having family around.
Sheard has acquitted himself quite well after 3 weeks. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. No game this week? No problem. Dan Roach tells us the Patriots have plenty of work to do.
Another amazing day for Brady and the Patriots.
They're off to a 3-0 start for the ninth time in team history, the fifth time under Bill Belichick, and for the first time since 2013. And what exactly does that mean?
Rather than being 0-3 or 1-2 or 2-1, and I think before we really get to know what we're all about, what the other teams are all about, it's good to win the games. However you can win them, that's what you got to be able to do this time of year.
The bye week came earlier than usual for the Patriots, as it's only week 4, but it doesn't mean they can't take advantage of having a week off.
It's not really that early. I mean, we've been through training camp, a couple games now. We've been going for about 2 months now, so just get off your legs, get some rest, and just come back flying when you get back next week.
Brady on the go, throws to the 5 for Martin, into the end zone!
The Patriots roster continues to take shape early in this season. After they traded for wide receiver Keyshawn Martin from the Houston Texans a few weeks ago, they acquired linebacker John Bostic from Chicago this week. Bostic's playing time decreased this year after a Bears head coaching change and an injury.
I just kind of went down in the preseason. I need to get healthy, I'm pretty much there now. So, really just taking it day by day.
It's exciting, to be out there, with the offense, the great group of guys. And, I just want to continue to get better and continue to make plays.
As for what the plans the players had heading into the bye weekend.
Relax, watch movies, get massages, get treatment, and just chill.
Is it nice to get a mental break because you guys go so hard with the mental part?
Oh, definitely. I mean, isn't it nice to get off work once in a while?
Yeah.
So it's always good. Always good to get your mind refreshed, get your mind off football a little bit just for a few days, and then come back refreshed and prepared and ready to go.
The Patriots offense through the first three games has scored 119 points, an average of 39.6 points per game. That's the most ever through three games in Patriots history. The runner-up, the 2002 edition, which put up 115. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Christian Fourier here with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, Pats are 3-0 heading into the bye, but it's not all perfect, right? So you tell me, what's the biggest area of concern moving forward?
I'm not at all surprised about the secondary. We knew going into the season there was going to be a learning curve back there. But when it comes to the defensive line, I'd like to see a little bit better in the pass rush and run defense.
My area of concern at 3-0, same as it was when we started training camp, the pass defense, cornerbacks, secondary, stopping the pass. We've seen hiccups along the way. I don't think this story plays itself out until the end of the season.
I'm going to agree with Andy on this one and say the secondary. They've looked good so far, but I don't really feel like they've been tested yet. And with guys in and out of the rotation, depth is an issue also. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriots Special Teams Captain Matthew Slater. And I just want to ask you right out of the gate, the state of the team right now. Because last year at this time, you guys were 2-2, and everybody was starting to panic around here. Now you're 3-0, okay, and looking real good. But how do you keep everything in perspective?
I think you can't get too high when things are going well, and you can't get too low when things aren't going well for you. And, just like last year when we're sitting in this situation, we have to ignore the noise. Mm-hmm. Last year people were ready to write us off. This year, people are singing our praises. It doesn't matter. We just have to continue to focus 1 week at a time on doing our jobs and doing them well.
Going back to that Jacksonville game, the fake punt, I love that play because you were right on it. And you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but you practiced that during practice, right?
We did. We actually got beat on it in practice.
Did you really?
So we had to hear about it. But, it was a good thing that came up through the course of the week, and we made our adjustments. And on Sunday, I think all 11 guys on the field executed at a high level on that play.
Did you know that was coming?
Can't say that we knew, but we were alert for it. Just considering the situation in the game, they were down, they needed to play, it's later in the game. We just were alert for it, and we happened just to be ready for it.
Tell me about your life away from football. How's it going for Matthew Slater? Just got married.
Just got married.
Baby on the way.
Baby on the way.
Tell me about that.
It's been great. The last year has really been tremendous for me. I've been so blessed, and I've experienced a lot of highs, obviously. And, being married and expecting my first child is obviously the highest of the highs there. And then no need to reference what we did last February as a team. So, and I'm just so thankful for everything that's happened in my life.
Do you talk to your dad on a regular basis?
We do.
And what is he? What advice is Jackie Slater?
My dad's always challenging me to continue to try to improve at my craft. He's one of my biggest motivators. You play in this league for a little while, and it's easy to get complacent with some of the success that you've been able to have. But my dad is always challenging me to add different elements to my game. And then at the same time, he encourages me, not only as a football player, but as a man. So I'm very thankful for the relationship him and I have.
In the locker room, after games, you break down the team. What's that like, bringing everybody together?
It's a lot of fun. I've always considered that family time. We put so much into each and every week.
Family time.
And when we're able to come together as a family after after 3 hours or 4 hours of going out there battling together, it's a special time, and we like to have fun with it.
What are you going to do for the bye weekend?
A lot of sleeping. doing what I need to do to take care of my body and hopefully get a head start here on Dallas and be ready to go when we come back.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Matthew Slater, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Receivers. Find out why certain plays worked in the win over Jacksonville when Coach Belichick shows us on the Belistrator.
Good running here by Deion. You know, getting the ball downhill. Nice job by Rob shoving this defensive end down inside on the stunt.
But up next, we sit down with Tom Brady.
I've been very blessed to play this position for this long. And I think the stability and what we've been able to accomplish is pretty cool. Hopefully it doesn't end anytime soon.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
For Coach of the Week this week, we head up Route 93 to Milton High School to recognize head coach Steve Dembosky. The Wildcats are now 3-0 on the year after thumping Walpole last week. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Milton High School football program in the name of Steve Dembosky. Congratulations.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
All right, welcome back to Patriots All Access. Special guest joins us right now. He's got a new hat. It's a red hat. Last year you were here, you wore a blue hat.
Did I?
Why the red one this year?
It's changing it up, man. I'm keeping you a little off balance. Well, I'm a little too predictable. I've been here for a long time.
You're trying to sell more hats. I know you. Hey, all right, let's start with it. 14 years ago today was your first start.
Wow.
Do you remember it at all, like what the week was? Or walk us through it.
No, I don't remember as well as I used to, unfortunately. It was the Colt game, was it?
Yeah.
So the Colts, it was an amazing game.
Throw, here's the rush, it's a screen. Complete on the left to Antoine Smith at the 45. At the 40, left to the 30. As Brian Cox really labeled Jerome Payton.
Here you are, you know, all these years later, and obviously you worked year one to put yourself. I remember that camp down at Smithfield.
Yeah.
And you end up passing up Damon, and you worked your way into that spot. The one Drew went down, you were ready. How much has it changed for you work ethic-wise here 16 years into it from what it was year one?
It's different. I think the amount of work is probably the same or more. It's if you had like a pie chart, it would be a little different how it was divided up. So much now is just making sure my body is ready to go how it needs to be. I mean, I'm strong enough. I'm in good condition. Mm-hmm. You know, so much of what I believe in it is durability and being able to play an entire season and being available to your team. And that's what I work a lot on the off season is how do I keep my body and its ability to sustain, you know, the rigors of a long season. And I think that's, you know, what I've enjoyed. Fortunately, it's something I really love to do. I mean, I love working. I love taking care of myself. And I love being able to play football. So the more I take care of myself, you know, the longer hopefully I can play. And I think those things go hand in hand.
Your coach sat in that same chair last week, and he told me the one thing he's impressed with you is your ability to reset and rededicate yourself every year. Does that come from the top down? Do you get some of that from him?
I mean, he's a great example for all of us. I mean, it's amazing his focus, his ability to coach. I mean, he's so efficient in what he does. He's knows exactly what he's looking for. I mean, he's obviously got a lot of jobs within the organization. He's, you know, oversees everything, and he's just a great coach. He's great to play for.
Great job.
What a win.
Great job.
It took every second.
You're damn right.
Way to go.
I'm so happy for you. You too. I'm happy for you.
To be in the same situation I am and play with the same coach and obviously Mr. Kraft and Jonathan. And I've been very blessed to play this position for this long. And I think the stability and what we've been able to accomplish is pretty cool. Hopefully it doesn't end anytime soon.
Something's changed with your footwork in the last 2 years. The ability to attack the line of scrimmage, great example. Last week, something breaks down. You just pick up a guy. You got Kmart. He's on the outside. You end up getting a scoring play out of it. You did it last year with Danny. Yeah. What's changed footwork for you?
I've worked pretty hard to try to, you know, continue to push yourself to improve. And a lot of it is, I see so many young players now that being outside the pocket and those extended plays, whether it's Ben Roethlisberger or Rodgers or Russell Wilson, I'll never be able to do exactly what they do. But if I can cherry pick one or two plays a game outside the pocket when the play breaks down, and I think it's tough on the other team because a lot of times they're going, look, Brady's in the pocket. Like, he's just going to be 5 yards behind the center. Like, let's just get to that spot. Now they get there, and we're getting the ball out quick, and all of a sudden I hold on to it and we make a play, and maybe it demoralizes them a little bit. So I mean, it's a good thing to be able to do. The more I can do of it, the more it's going to help our team. And fortunately, we get a lot of guys open just by calling plays and those guys running the routes. And the one or two times a game that doesn't work out the way we want, to be able to extend the play, turn it into a ad lib play or a second or third play, ends up being a big bonus for our team.
Oh my God! We did it, Josh!
You play for a lot of good coordinators here. Obviously, Charlie, Billy, Josh. Josh returns. Yep. Seems like things are different with Josh, though. It seems like you two guys you're pretty much in a zone right now. Are there times where you're laying there at night and you're thinking, boy, we got to add this one other aspect to layer this next play? Do you have the ability to maybe call him or text him 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night? I know you're thinking football 24/7. But
yeah, we have phone calls at 5:45 in the morning. I mean, he's like the only person that would call me, and I would call him at 5:45 and know that we're going to answer. So I think he is a perfectionist to the nth degree. I mean, he wants to do the very best he can every single day and every game, and nobody's better than him. I mean, he's just an incredible coach, and we've been together so long, a lot of times we see things the same way, and he has really high expectations for me. I like that he pushes me, and gets the most out of our entire offense. So
yeah,
he isn't back down from anything, and he's as aggressive now as he's ever been, which I love. So we got a good thing going.
All right, the kickoff gala. You sat there with me up on stage, and you said you had a lot of fun in the offseason. I know your offseason wasn't much fun. You love football and you're a football guy. Yeah. Was there a time where you got a little nervous, like they're trying to take what I love away from me, and maybe it makes you cherish the moments each and every play a little bit more?
There's nothing like running out on the field with my teammates, and I think that's what my focus has always been on. So to have, the fortune to be able to do that the last 3 weeks has been awesome. So I did it in the preseason, and I've been able to do it the last month of the year, so the last month that we've been playing, which has been great. So that's what I love to do. I mean, I've always just thought about football. It's been, a love of mine for the last 25 years since I started playing. So whether it was flag football or touch football on the street or flag football at school or finally when I started playing tackle football in high school, there's nothing I'd love to do more than being out there on the field with my teammates.
Next week, we continue our conversation with Tom Brady. As we celebrate the 400th touchdown pass of his career, Brady looks back on some of the people who caught all those touchdowns.
Touchdown, Patriots! Can't cover it!
It's a cool thing to see for a guy, that's caught as many touchdowns as him, is excited when other guys catch him as well.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellish Trader. Now, no opponent this week. Coach, we're going to take a look at Jacksonville plays. What do we have?
Well, this is the first drive. It's a great great way to get this game started. Looks like on this play, Tom changes the play, but that looks like Jacksonville audibles as well. And so here, when we shift back into the shotgun, you see Plusney change the coverage. They come up to a rotation, but doesn't look like Telvin Smith got the check, and so they leave that weak hook area open, and Normally, that's the player that would be responsible for carrying Rob down the field. So, you know, it's a good alert play here. This is the type of play that in practice would have been covered all week because, you know, that guy would have been there. But
right.
Here they looks like they got a little fouled up in their communication. And, you know, Tom spots it. Rob's, you know, makes the most of it. And a great way to start the game, that opening drive.
Get you going. That gets the energy going to the offense, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, moving on.
So get the ball down here. And, you know, one of the things that our receivers have done a great job of this year has been their blocking in the running game. You know, we've seen a couple good blocks from Amendola. Here's a key block right here on the backside from Julian. He comes in and gets Brown, Sergio, and then knocks him over into the other safety. It's really a two-for block here, two-for-one. And so, you know, with some good running here by Dion, you know, getting the ball downhill. Nice job by Rob shoving this defensive end down inside on the stunt and then coming up and getting onto the linebacker. You know, Dion kind of keeps his feet moving here, but really a really good job here by Edelman, you know, making the block and, you know, actually getting the strong safety as well.
Difference between second and goal or a touchdown right there?
Right.
Just a little block like that.
And, you know, that all that blocking for the receivers sets up those play-action passes That's when right. the defenders try to come in there and beat them on those blocks. So.
Nice.
Right before the half, I mean, this is a big play for us. They're going to their, you know, this double seam route, 2x2, trying to get verticals. And here throwing the ball to Mercedes Lewis, one of the, you know, best seam guys in the league. And Devin comes over, makes a, you know, good play on this ball, just comes out a little bit behind that seam, makes a really good break on the ball here. We've got an excellent play from our free safeties in these first few games, whether it be Devin or Duran in the deep part of the field making, you know, plays on the sideline against Roethlisberger, Taylor, here it is on the seam, you know, against Bortles.
Just a little bit of contact that reroutes a guy, and you know your safeties are reading it, and they're doing it like center fielders really as a baseball player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And if we can just, you know, force that throw just a little bit off target,
yep,
then our safeties have kind of shown the range to get that. So second and goal here on the one, again after the interception. So this is a big swing for us, 7 points right before the half. There's the play action pass, and good action there. Really, you know, draws the safety up. And then, you know, Amendola coming back over the middle wide open, you know, kind of, you know, figuring there's a good chance to get the ball to Edelman on this, but they double cover him and take that away. So Tom does a nice job of, you know, getting his eyes back inside, finding Danny and getting the ball off before the pressure gets there.
That's number 400 there for Brady, too. I mean, you guys didn't practice this where you got Jimmy D, you know, coming down off the tower, and you got Danny handed it to him. He said he realized about halfway through that, hey, he gave it to a fan, but Tom got the ball back. All right, that's a big milestone. You had a couple this week.
We got to work on that.
Yeah.
And then this is, you know, another nice play here. The offensive line, you know, this is a good pass rushing team in Jacksonville. The offensive line gives you know, Tom some extra time here to extend the play. Jacksonville does a pretty good job, you know, matching up on the coverage. And then Keyshawn Martin, you know, new player, only been here a few days. Excellent job on the scramble drill. Tom gets outside the pocket and finds him for a touchdown. So, you know, good job of improvising the play. And again, a really good job by the offensive line of giving Tom the extra time to throw to extend the play. You know, Shaq and Nate, you know, working over here on the inside spin there by Smith, and, you know, Tom getting outside the pocket and finding Martin for a touchdown.
That's a nice job by Brady. I mean, he's been doing this now for 2 years where it seems attacking the line of scrimmage, and he's finding different elements of his game to help your team.
Yeah, we've scored on that just about every week now.
All right, now we got the fake punt here, right?
Right, so this is, you know, we got a 27-point lead, so this is the time when you know, you want to be alert for something like this where they try to get back into the game, 4th and 7, 4th and 8. But, you know, very alert play here by Slater. They kind of get the edge block here by the wing, but they have nobody, you know, to block Slate. Nate comes across and, you know, eats up the guard. Bolden's on the wing there. And so, you know, heads up play by Matthew to see it. And then, of course, he has the speed to, you know, track it down here. So, big play. We turn that into a touchdown. It kind of puts the game out of reach. But, you know, an alert play here by our special teams unit.
All three phases. Great stuff, Coach. Enjoy the bye.
Thank you.
Get some time off.
Okay.
I know you
Thanks.
Won't. But, all right. There you go. There's your Bellis shirt. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
It was a very busy weekend for the Gillette Stadium crew with the Ed Sheeran concert Friday night, the Revolution game on Saturday, and the Jaguars game on Sunday. You're looking at great pictures as the crew transforms the stadium from one event to the other. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And first question out of the gate, were you more impressed with the way the Patriots beat the Buffalo Bills or how they approached the Jacksonville Jaguars and not letting up?
No, I understand what you're talking about. To me, you go on the road and you play a team like Buffalo in that kind of environment, mm-hmm. and you deal, A, with the, you know, the haymaker that they landed on the first drive and right. go down 7-0, and then you respond the way you did. And then, oh, by the way, here they come again in the fourth quarter to get within five, and you respond again, to me, a far more impressive performance.
Yeah, I'll go with Buffalo, but maybe not as thinking it's as impressive related to the Jaguars. Because if you remember last week, Steve, I said one of the things I was interested in this last game was how the Patriots responded to this situation. Right. It had that sort of let-up type situation, you know, sort of written all over it. And I said we'll learn a lot about the team in this game, and I thought we did the way they handled it, played the full 60.
Tom Brady. At the age he is at right now, is he getting better? Is Brady getting better as he gets older?
It's funny. A year ago, we were talking about is it over? You know, is the decline so precipitous that he's never going to be Tom Brady again? And now we're talking about is he any better? It's probably, you know, both of them are probably wrong. It's probably somewhere in the middle. Physically, he's probably not as good as he once was. But the way he moves around the pocket, the way he understands what they're trying to do, there's no one better.
I'll share a story. One of the NFL personnel executives that was studying the Patriots-Jaguars game, I had reached out to him and said, what did you see? And he said, it reminds me of what I saw in 2007, sort of this idea of he's playing with a vengeance. And right. we heard Rodney Harrison say that as well. So I don't know if he's getting better or not, Steve, but he's turning back the clock to a different year in the eyes of some around the league in terms of the way he's approaching this season.
I want to go with number 87, Gronk, because he's so important to this team. But you want to argue the fact, Paul Perillo, that Gronk is more important than Tom Brady.
That was a very leading question. That was a very leading question.
Now I don't know if I feel comfortable answering the way. No.
I'll be the referee here.
Listen, obviously this offense is tremendous, and Tom Brady is, if not the best of all time, he's certainly in a small group. Of the best of all time.
Paul, he's the best of all time.
When you go and you look back to what we all talked about a year ago and that month of September and what was wrong, well, what no one ever talks about is the fact that Rob Gronkowski was a part-time player in the first month of the season. And it wasn't until that week five game against Cincinnati that he got back to 100% playing time. And he is absolutely dominant. There's nobody in this league that can cover him. He is the single most indispensable element of an offense in the entire league.
Well, last year, I was actually touting Gronkowski as the MVP candidate because of exactly what Paul said. If I had to pick one or the other, and you're telling me, Mike, you can only have Brady
or
Gronkowski, I still have to go with Brady, and the reason why is just what I've seen him do. I think it's close. I still got to go with 12.
Would Gronk be Gronk somewhere else?
I think Gronk would be Gronk on any of the other 31 teams. He's that good.
Yeah, he is not a system player.
No.
You know, there's certain players that came to New England and you said how much of their production was a result of the system. No, that's not Rob Gronkowski. He would put up big numbers anywhere else.
All right, as we go on past the bye week, areas of concern moving forward, are there any?
Oh, man, defensively, they still give me some concerns. The secondary, I don't think, has been great. I still see open receivers, but...
Do you like the Bostic pickup?
I'm going to go back. I do like the Bostic pickup because I think he's an athletic linebacker who can fill in. I think he's more in the mold of a guy that they might need to fill in, if something were to happen to Hightower or Collins or one of those guys, I'm not sure Mayo physically is that guy anymore. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing his playing time sort of diminish the first 3 weeks. But I get back to our original topic here. It's 12 and it's 87. Keep these two guys healthy and you will have a shot.
Yeah, I want to go to the Bostic trade just from a standpoint of how the Patriots, in my view, do a great job with these type of acquisitions. Akeem Ayers last year, Jonathan Casillas last year. You're seeing the same thing this year, Steve. John Bostic, Michael Williams, the tight end from Detroit, Keyshawn Martin, the receiver from Houston. I don't see too many other teams around the league that sort of aggressively continue to tweak their roster, bring in experienced guys like that, and bring out the most of them. In terms of concerns, though, I do want to tell you, cornerback is the one that I would highlight. Malcolm Butler, to me, competing as well as he can as the number one type of guy over there. But you had Logan Ryan, your number two guy, and Justin Coleman, an undrafted free agent, as your number three guy in this last game. I just want to watch that position as we go forward to see if that might catch up to him at some point.
All right, guys. Lively discussion. Great job as usual.
All right.
Enjoy the bye.
Yeah, enjoy the bye. That's right. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. From Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Enjoy the bye, everyone. See you later.